Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson about last week's Public Safety Night Out.
Public Safety Night Out we just had this past Tuesday. If you could, Jeff, just take us through that Tuesday evening, what it all meant to you, some of the highlights in your mind of what that night meant and what you could see building forward for the future.
Well, Nathan, first of all, thanks to Can-A KRLS for sponsoring, as well as the Knoxville Hy-Vee for being our two key sponsors. The night overall went much better than I could have expected or anticipated. We had a great turnout from the various first responder agencies as well as the public. Very, very happy overall. When this idea was started about a year ago, I had no expectation that the first one was going to be as successful as it was.
Take us through this night. I know that the free will donation by the Knoxville Hy-Vee earned a bunch of money. If you could, take us exactly how many people do you know participated in the event and how much money was raised during this?
Well, store director Brett Shulman tells me that they served right at about 480 meals. When we looked through the cash donations, there was $1,403 in there, which, again, how do you thank the public enough for that great support? We will go to work here at the end of the month and meet again and look at how can we take the proceeds from this year as well as the comments that we received on how to make year number two and future years even better.
Now, this was all of Marion County that was involved in this, or what were some of the agencies that stood out to you?
I'd like to thank the Pella Fire Department for bringing the aerial. The little kids seemed to be very attracted to that, as well as Knoxville Township for getting out the kids' water fight. But all of the departments, I don't want to leave anybody out. The event was successful because they all showed up. I heard a number of people say it was great to come to one location and see that many pieces of emergency equipment. So everybody was well represented. We even had La Villa come up from Monroe County. You know, they're a valuable mutual aid partner to some of our Marion County departments, and it was great to see them as well.
Now, what are your personal opinions, I guess, on ways that you think would be pretty cool to expand on or make it longer or make it better, maybe moving forward for the future?
Well, one of our goals when we came up with this idea was to set the stage for the public and the first responders to interact so that the public could learn, you know, a little more about the specific agencies, but also so that the first responders can learn kind of what the public viewpoint is on certain things. And by having those conversations, our hope was that there'd be a better understanding both ways. And going forward, I think that we will look for ways to foster that interaction and maybe expand upon that a little bit and get those folks talking. I haven't talked to all of the departments, but I know at this point, myself, I'm aware of three new volunteers that came about as a result of the event the other evening. So that's great.
Actually brings me to my next question is if someone, maybe they couldn't take part in this event and maybe they really, really wanted to give back and wanted to take part in stuff like this and give to those first responders and help out in any way they can, where do they go? Who do they contact and how can they be a part of something like this?
A couple different options there. They can either get a hold of me and I will get them in touch with the right department head, or by all means, feel free to reach out to the fire chief, police chief in that jurisdiction, in the jurisdiction where they live, and have that conversation.
Now, when I interviewed you during this, the last thing you said to me was, we hit a home run, and you said words couldn't describe how the evening was. Give one word now, if you can, to describe how that evening was.
Awesome.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.